A major player in the D.C. sports scene for decades died today. D.C. United's founding president, also general manager, Kevin Payne, passed away at the age of 69. WTOP Senior Sports Director Dave Johnson joins us live to talk about it. Dave, hard to overestimate how influential Kevin has been to D.C. sports. Can you give us some insight?
Well, it really is hard to overestimate, and Ralph, that was put so well, because think about it. Think about the popularity we just enjoyed in the United States of the recent World Cup. Think about where Major League Soccer is right now, and stadiums in just about every league city, and a league that is almost 30 teams. D.C. United, of course, Audi Field, downtown, a league that's averaging 21,000 fans a game. But that was not the outlook in the early 90s when a Kevin Payne got involved in U.S. soccer and decided that he wanted to make a difference and also build something that would leave a legacy. And it's easy to say that. It's much harder to do that. He helped launch Major League Soccer, and it was not easy. It was after a successful 1994 World Cup. In the first four seasons of Major League Soccer, D.C. United won three Major League Soccer titles. He had a simple credo: win championships, serve the community, which is something that D.C. United started with and that continues to be at their backbone. But he built the most successful soccer team in the country. But also, Major League Soccer had some difficult growing pains, and he was a leader and a force in U.S. soccer that helped Major League Soccer continue to thrive. And because of that, the U.S. men's national team continued to thrive, but also it continued success for the women's soccer game that allowed women's professional soccer league now that is finally thriving. It took leaders. It took builders with courage like Kevin Payne. It's one thing to go to an already established league. He literally joined something that was a situation in soccer in the early 90s. Yes, we were going to host the World Cup in 1994, but would it really work here in a country that before had not really shown a sustained interest in the game? And instead, we're having this conversation right now because of Kevin Payne.
And to some extent, he did get his flowers. He's elected to the National Soccer Hall of Fame last year. I know he had some international influence as well. Is that right?
Yes. I mean, he elected as a builder, and he was somebody that was one of the representatives for U.S. soccer, not only in this country, but also globally. And again, he truly understood the connection to the D.C. community. And that meant, all walks of life and all parts of the fan culture. And it's because of that, D.C. United, right out of the gate in 1996, was the model franchise. Before the team even kicked the ball, he embraced the fan culture, cultivated the fan culture. I still remember him talking with security guards in RFK Stadium who had never seen jumping and singing fans to this extent, banging drums, and naturally they were a little bit nervous. And he was literally getting in the middle of it, explaining, no, this is okay. And this is part of what the game is all about, the passion for the game of soccer. So Kevin Payne could work in the highest corridors of the game, but also he could be in the tailgate parking lot with every fan.
Dave, I know you spent a lot of time with D.C. United, of course. Are there any particular memories of him that stand out for you?
I just think of Kevin Payne was a leader. And Kevin Payne, if you had his support, and I was grateful enough to have his support and friendship, that gave you the belief that you could do anything. And that's, I think, the mark of a true leader. And that's why championships followed with this club. Because if he put belief in people around him, that gave them incredible strength. He gave me so much strength, a wonderful family, but just a wonderful leader. And he deserves to be a Hall of Famer because he was, from a soccer standpoint and as a person.